The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron here. I'm here with Dr. Jamie Kaufman. Welcome, Dr. Kaufman.
Byron, thank you for having me.
Sure thing. I'm so excited to talk with you about dropping acid.
Well, it's not about Timothy Leary.
Thanks for that clarification. But seriously, I know acid reflux is a real serious problem for a lot of people. Can you tell us a little bit about acid reflux? I'd like to just talk with you about that for a second so people can really understand what problem we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there are basically two forms. Acid reflux comes, esophageal reflux, and that's the one that's familiar with heartburn and indigestion, and airway reflux. That's the one that can be silent. Hoarseness, the sensation of a lump in the throat, difficulty swallowing, chronic cough, asthma, and even sinusitis and allergy symptoms can be mimicked by reflux. And so people who have the silent type don't always have heartburn and indigestion, and those are the ones that are easily misdiagnosed.
Got it. You've developed a cookbook, but before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about, you're a leading clinician and researcher in the field of laryngology, which I didn't even know was a word until I read your background. Can you tell us a little bit about laryngology?
Otolaryngology.
Even
otorhinolaryngology means ear, nose, and throat. And I was going to be a general surgeon and then heard there was this guy doing laser surgery, and we're talking here in the 70s. So I signed on and actually had the fourth laser in the United States doing work in the throat. After 2 years, I said, okay, enough of this ear and nose business. I'm just going to do laryngology, which is really the voice box in the throat. And it was around 1981 that I began doing just laryngology, and it was around 1981 that I began to first see people with silent reflux. So I'm a laryngologist, and I take care of singers. My office is halfway between Lincoln Center and Broadway.
Hmm. Wonderful. And tell us a little bit about reflux and in the sense of how is it affecting people's voice or voice boxes and really indigestion and heartburn. How is this all tied together? And then most importantly, how is diet a key factor in all of that?
Well, first of all, reflux now affects 40% of the American population. That's
wow.
Right. 4 out of 10 people. We did a study recently and we found that 22%, which is millions and millions of people, have classic indigestion, heartburn, clutching your chest after a greasy meal type, and 18% have the airway reflux. And airway reflux, one of the very interesting things we found recently is how frequently asthma is being misdiagnosed. So for your listeners out there, if you have asthma and when you're having an attack, you have more trouble getting air in rather than out, you don't have asthma. You have reflux that's mimicking asthma. And it turns out, we just looked at a series of patients, and the series that we looked at, 80% were misdiagnosed.
Hmm.
So reflux
the symptom there was difficulty breathing in. I mean, I thought that's what asthma was all about.
No,
you know?
Asthma is difficulty breathing out. Let me try. I tried wheezing. Did you hear me?
I did hear you.
So
you sound terrible. You sound like you have asthma.
That's asthma. And what's happening now is all these people who have reactive airway disease, secondary to reflux, they're all being confused as asthma. And when the patients tell me, no, I have trouble getting the air in, they say it unequivocally. And the next thing is, well, does the asthma medicine that you're on help you? And they go, no, of course not. I don't have asthma. You just told me that. So it turns out that this is one of the most important areas to bring to people's awareness. is this overdiagnosis and misdiagnosis of asthma. And if you do the numbers and you look at asthmatics and chronic cough, we're talking about almost 10% of the American population. These are the most common symptoms for which a patient sees a doctor in the United States.
I have two questions. One is, why doesn't my doctor know about this? But the other question is, what is this misdiagnosis doing to people? Like, and how many people do you feel are being misdiagnosed?
Well, the why doesn't my doctor know about this is the single most common question that we get asked. In fact, almost every patient who comes here, many of them have found the work that we've done online and the books and so on. I've been an academic researcher now for 30 years, and so we have a long trail of publications in this area. But the fact of the matter is that the medical community is so fragmented now that doctors take care of little anatomic areas, and they're very, very good at it, that when you get to diseases that cross the boundaries, example is chronic cough, once the lung doctor says the lungs look fine, who do they go see? An ear, nose, and throat doctor, an allergist, a gastroenterologist? Who? And the problem is that these symptoms are bigger than the specialties. And so for that reason, it is, at least in my opinion, a question of not being able to see the forest for the trees. I know it sounds bad, doesn't it?
It's not good. Tell us a little bit about, you know, by the way, just so some of our listeners can tune in, we've had a wonderful organic healing and know-it-all nutritionalist on our show many times, Marlene, who talks a little bit about the pH body balance and how critical that is and how, you know, cancer, for example, cannot grow in a balanced environment, how acid really is the evil. Can you talk a little bit about acid and how food ties in with acid? And I'm not sure if you've gotten in tune
Absolutely.
With any of the super green diets
like
or, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, when I got together with my two colleagues, Dr. Stern and Chef Bauer, to write this book, I said the first thing we must do is meet on Saturday mornings with large shopping bags of things to test the acidity. And so we ground up everything from broccoli to macadamia nuts, and we tested everything, you know, from a hot sauce to soda pop, to even things you wouldn't think of, like pudding. But we tested them all, and we kept coming up with something that was unexplainable. Everything that was in a bottle or a can was profoundly acidic. Now, your listeners may not know this, but stomach acid is from pH 1 to pH 4, and neutral is pH 7. So the lower you go, the more acidic it is. For example, Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola are 2.5, which are really the same strength as stomach acid itself. And so the question was, what was this doing? Now, first of all, we know that when you put people on a low-acid diet who have reflux, and particularly stop drinking things out of a bottle or a can that say citric acid and ascorbic acid and so on, these are all very, very much acidified, that a lot of people get better. So someone who drinks, you know, 12 cans of Diet Pepsi a day has got reflux disease. But anyway, as we went forward, we kept saying, why is everything so acidic? Why is everything so acidic? And finally, we found it. In 1973, following an outbreak of food poisoning, the FDA mandated acidification of everything in a bottle or a can except water. And they didn't make it just a little bit of acid. They said that it had to be below pH 4.6, and they recommended below pH 4. So literally by law, everything in a bottle or a can has acid. And even things you think are healthy, things like Gatorade, things like Snapple, and all of the quote, healthier brands, vitamin water, are all profoundly acidified. So to sort of tell the final tale, last month I saw two people in their 20s who had precancer called Barrett's esophagus in their 20s. Turns out that the average 12 to 29-year-old in this country drinks a half a gallon of soft drinks a day. So it's the major risk factor for the development of reflux and for the development, we think, probably of esophageal cancer as well. It's huge.
Exactly. Marlene would be preaching the choir. Now, the traditional Western approach to even acid reflux, sadly, is more medication. You know, let's
not
medicate
only is it more medication,
right?
If you listen to the medical community says once you've got reflux, it's a lifelong disease. Nothing could be further from the truth. What we recommend for people is a two-week detox. We don't allow anything acidic, and for that matter, anything too fatty either, and no kitchen closes at 8 o'clock. So the only fruit you can have for the first 2 weeks are melons and bananas, and it's predominantly poultry and fish and grains and vegetables, excluding onions, tomatoes, garlics, and onions, anything pepper. And so you get up in the morning and have cereal, low-fat milk, oatmeal, bananas, and a nice salad for lunch with a limited amount of dressing, particularly if it's high fat or acidic. And, you know, people go on this detox for 2 weeks, and they generally notice a big difference. And then we let them add back foods a little at a time. For example, you make an omelet, have one egg yolk, not three. You can ask for it that way or make it yourself. And the same thing goes with acids. There's nothing wrong with a glass of orange juice for brunch on Sunday morning. But if you're living on a half gallon of it a day, it's probably not healthy. And your friend is absolutely right. The more we know about acid and the more we know about reflux disease and its relationship not only to esophageal cancer but to laryngeal cancer, the more we think there ought to be warning labels on cans of soda, just like there are on cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. On behalf of one of my employees who's been diagnosed with acid reflux, he doesn't have breathing problems, but he had a lot of pain and was uncomfortable. His protocol is fascinating. He comes in, mid morning and is a classic workaholic. He works, at night, but he does his thing in the morning and works odd hours. But his cure for his own problem is eating literally a loaf of bread.
Okay. Yeah, bread is quite good. Bread is, it's funny. And by the way, even if it says ascorbic acid or acetic acid on bread, it's not acidified. It is used as a preservative, and in bread it's not a big deal. But when you start seeing it on bottled and canned stuff, and I'm afraid people who have acid reflux have to read labels now because they're not going to tell you this is highly acidified. By the way, which
how can that be good for him? How can it be good for him to eat a loaf of bread?
Well, it's
that's
not
what,
the loaf
he pecks
of bread.
At it. He eats a loaf of bread. That's his diet.
The answer is there's nothing acidic. It doesn't delay his gastric emptying. It goes through easily. It's not too high protein. It's not too high fat. Now, mind you, I'm not recommending that, but I can understand how it might be helpful for an individual.
Right.
I think the real issue here, if you get back to the crux of the matter, is the M word, which is pretty much not an American phenomenon. You know the M word, right? Moderation.
Mm-hmm. I don't
so
know
the
that
idea
word,
of we with the of pH balancing. So the first thing about bread is it's completely non-acidic. The second thing is it doesn't stimulate hypersecretion. The third thing is that it will go through the system quickly, which is good. Things that stay in the stomach too long probably are not so good.
But, is there a plan B for him that you might recommend? And maybe he should just buy the book, and that's where we're pointing him to. But still, let's talk fruits and vegetables, and let's talk food and what to stay away from, why you need to think about changing your diet, and talk with us about that.
Well,
and is this for everybody, by the way? Are you contending that this diet is for everyone?
Absolutely. I think this is the world's healthiest sustainable diet. I went on this diet. I think there are four phases: induction, transition, maintenance, and longevity. I went on this diet 1 year ago because my cholesterol was 240. In the year, I've lost 20 pounds. My back problems are better. I feel healthy. My blood pressure is back to normal, and my cholesterol is 120, exactly a half. So, it's the heart-healthy diet, low acid, low fat, not no acid, no fat. Fats and acids are for your tongue. They're for flavoring. The palate and the taste buds like them. But putting a little bit of cheese on your salad as opposed to eating 6 ounces of blue cheese, using feta cheese perhaps instead of blue cheese, using, one yolk in an omelet instead of all of them, using a little bit of Parmesan cheese on a pasta to give it flavor, all of these things, the using of good fats in small amounts, mm-hmm. is really going to help blood pressure, diabetes, and we're not big fans of sugar either. So what happens is you end up with what works for you today is going to work for you in 6 months or 6 years. For example, I like Fuji apples, okay, and I like 2% cheddar, excuse me, okay, but together they made a great snack. When you take a Fuji apple and put it with a little bit of the low-fat cheddar, it's spectacular. That's a good snack yesterday, and it's a good snack tomorrow. So the idea that you can come to find out how to eat healthy and sustain it, you know, you and I might have this conversation in a few years, and I'll say, Byron, you know, you look pretty good for 150. No one's ever eaten healthy yet.
I can't wait to have that conversation with you. Let's take a quick station break, everyone, and back in just a minute with some more great questions and life betterment.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit location3media.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for being on the show today, for starters.
Thank you very much for having me.
Really, Jamie, enjoy this very much. As we conclude here, lay some final surprising discoveries of vegetables and fruits that you found to be incredibly acidic that some people may not conceive of them being so acidic. Naturally, we talked about sodas and bottled and, you know, probably even canned foods, I'm guessing, are more acidic. But talk with us about surprising discoveries that people are probably using all the time without knowledge of them being very acidic.
I think a lot of people who are into eating a lot of raw foods don't realize that some of them are high fat and high acid. So that people who really, really eat excessive amounts of fruit, even what looks to be healthy, fruit berries and raspberries, all of those are fairly acidic. I had a patient not long ago who literally, he's a Japanese man, a well-known singer, who literally lived on cherries. And his cherries had pretty much close to ruining his career because his reflux was so bad. I think the big surprise, actually, are there some superfoods that are really, really good for reflux? Ginger, for example, which packs a wallop and you would think to be pretty spicy, seems to be good for reflux. alkaline water. There's a, apparently Whole Foods is talking about having a whole row of alkaline. There's one water which we've actually tested called Evermore, which is an alkaline water. It's a artesian water that comes from Louisiana. It actually has pH of 8.8, so it provides pH balancing. It actually kills pepsin, which is a bad enzyme, and it has bicarbonate in it. And it turns out that the final food that looks like it's a superfood is Manuka honey. Manuka honey is a monoflower bee honey that comes from New Zealand. Captain Cook calls it the tea tree. And the Manuka honey is now being used in their medical trials in many different areas because it has been known to heal wounds from burns. It's been used in wound care for burns. And it's been known by the natives to have a powerful impact on digestive problems now for, you know, who knows what, 100 generations. Hmm. We're actually recommending Manuka honey either as a tea or as a almost like a medication, three times a day for people who have esophageal disease. We get it online like everyone else does. There's no one that actually supplies Manuka honey. It all comes from New Zealand. And then I think finally that, you know, that foods that are often taken for granted that turn out to be really important in the reflux diet, healthy rices, bananas. I have a banana a day. It ends up in my oatmeal in the morning. And the idea of taking more of your carbohydrates earlier in the day and more of your proteins later in the day also makes good sense. But I think this is a sustainable diet, and I think that the more people become educated and ask the questions about what's in their food that they're eating and why it is that they're having symptoms, the better we'll all be.
Let's take a station break. Back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back. really fantastic having you on the show, Doctor. Thank you so much for your time and your thoughts. And where can people get a hold? Where can people buy your book, for starters? Where is it available? Where can people find you online?
Well, first of all, if you Google dropping acid, the whole first page is pretty much us. You won't find much about drugs. The reason it's called dropping acid, of course, is because we think that acid is a big deal and not so healthy. The book is available on Amazon. The book is available in Barnes & Noble's. And then two other things to say. There's actually a blog site, refluxcookbook.com, and there's a huge amount of information on that blog about stuff that we added after the book was published. There's a whole section on dried fruits and on yogurts and what to drink and so on. And finally, there's Facebook. We have a really active Facebook page. We try to answer questions and put up new stuff almost every day. For me, it's jamiekaufman.com or the Voice Institute of New York. But again, I'm easy to find online.
And that's J-A-M-I-E, in case anybody's...
J-A-M-I-E-K-O-U-F-M-A-N, misspelling at Ellis Island.
Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. We look forward
thank
to having
you
back
much.
If you'd be able to.
I'd love to. It was a pleasure.
Terrific. Thanks again. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, particularly when it comes to acid reflux and dieting. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.